You're listening to Chatting with Floor, with Floor Morin, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Sunday afternoon, Chatting with Floor. And I have a special guest today on Chatting with Floor. You know, I always bring, you know, the best of the best and somebody with a mission that syncs with my mission, which is to spread love and kindness. And it's hard nowadays because you always get attacks and people say, no, that's not real, that's fake. No, it's real. And, you know, it's hard when you have that mission because nowadays everybody lacks of faith and love and kindness. And it's okay. You know, that's how it is. But I know my mission and I know, you know, it's about from the bottom of my heart. And people that truly knows me, they know I do it from the bottom of my heart. So I have this special human being that he also shares the mission that I'm going through, spreading love and kindness. And he's a wonderful human being. So I have Antonio Chavez. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey I call Chatting with Floor. So if you can introduce yourself to the audience, because I'm always short with the intro, so just introduce yourself.
No, first of all, thank you, Floor, for having me here. Yes, hi. My name is Antonio Chavez. Actually, it's two names out of five names. I have five names that I was born with. But after a few...
Well, tell them. I'm sorry. Oh, but tell them your name is so beautiful.
You want the full name?
Yeah,
okay.
Please do so.
So my birth name is John Percy Antonio Chavez Febres.
That's beautiful.
Because in Peru, and I think in some other Latin American cultures, you have both your paternal and maternal last names. Mm-hmm. So when I was born, my dad thought, oh, I'm going to give you, I like John, so give me John. My mom thought Antonio. And they thought, it's like, well, let's think about a middle name. And then I ended up with Percy. Mm. I never used Percy. In fact, until recently, I found out where Percy comes from.
Oh, where is it? Sounds like the movie.
Percy Jackson. Yeah. Exactly. And I find out that Percy is short for Perseus.
Oh.
Which is the Greek name.
The Greek name.
And so I was like, oh, now I know where that comes
from.
That's
beautiful. So it has a Greek meaning.
I still don't know what it means, but I know it comes from Greek. That's all I know.
You know what? That's beautiful. That's how I like to think about names, you know? Uh-huh. Like when I picked my daughter name, I was thinking about not the bullying, but unfortunately she got bullied a lot, but her name is Emma. And Emma. It's after my cousin that she raised me part of my life.
Yes.
And Emma, it has a Latin meaning too. So I love those names that has a meaning behind it. So I love that. Oh, that's nice to know. Wow, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you again for having me, Floor.
Well, and if you can share the audience, what is it that you do so they understand, you know, why you're here?
Well, I went to school for theater arts ever since I was a kid. I loved being on stage. I was in a school play when I was about 6-7 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got the theater bug. And I always thought later on, I thought, you know what? I think this is what I want to do. So eventually, after I made up my mind, I went to school here in Los Angeles, Loyola Marymount University.
Oh, I'm familiar with that university.
Yeah.
I worked there too. Wow. Oh, you... Small world.
Wow.
My goodness.
We're finding
you
out more
and
things.
I were supposed to meet. Yeah, I ran the Jamba Juice franchise there for a while.
Oh, you did?
Because that's my... Okay, I went to business management school.
Uh-huh.
And one thing led to another, and I ended up running franchises. I don't know if you've seen that show, like there's this guy that flipped bars and that is struggling.
Yes.
Okay, so that's me, but in the franchise side of it, like different franchises. Like I have flipped a car dealership and also food, which is the Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't like to mention brands, but yeah, I just did. But yeah, I work at that university at the Jamba Juice and I flipped that and I made it, save that franchise. So.
You know what? I feel like actually we should reverse the roles here. I should be the one interviewing you now.
No. But it's the reason I share this is because, wow, there it goes, the connection. Like, I don't know. It's weird, like, how God, I would blame it on God, but it's a beautiful, mm-hmm. you know, thing. Because he puts the people that I need to bring in, you know.
And find a connection, a relationship.
Yeah, too. Look at that. And we didn't even, like, have much.
You and I never talked about this before.
No.
And I just decided to bring it up. I was like, yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah.
So there's a little connection.
Wow.
There.
So you went to LMU.
I went to LMU. I did the theater there as well. Beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Beautiful campus.
Facing the ocean.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, well, now we still see the ocean, but now you don't have the marshes. Now you have the what is that, Playa Vista?
Mm-hmm.
The Playa new area, Vista. Which is an amazing little city.
Yeah.
So yeah, theater was my go to, and then eventually I thought, you know what, I want to go more into film.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go more in depth into film, not just the acting, but also writing and directing. And wow. A few years ago,
that's the best university for that.
That is a really good school. Yeah. Although the writing and the film didn't come until later, until about 6 years ago.
Wow.
Where another friend of mine, one of your guests, actually, Johnny,
mm-hmm.
Told me about LACC, Los Angeles City College.
Yeah, he went there.
And I decided to take a film class and mm-hmm. also screenwriting.
Shout out to Johnny.
Johnny, hey, hello.
Trouble Johnny. He knows I love him.
And so that's been more of my goal.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, I've also been doing other things.
So you are you're mm-hmm. a writer.
Screenwriter, yeah.
And?
An actor. Directed a play in school.
You have a lot of titles that I know you're doing.
Yeah, so. And now recently producing.
Okay. Writer, a couple producer. Shorts. Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
And also, let me ask you, what is your mission with all of this that you're doing? What kind of message you want to deliver to the world?
Well, my message varies depending on the times as well. With the most recent short, which is LGBTQ themed, we wanted to go more into accepting people, diversity,
mm-hmm.
But not just in the gay community, but everyone in general, religion, creed, race, it encompasses all of that in just one theme that we created.
Right.
So future projects might have other ideas that might have to do with love or maybe violence in other countries, which I guess I can talk a little more later in the show.
Yeah.
But it's just processes, ideas that come to mind. So
mainly it's just, but it's this, it sinks in the same mission that I have, spread love and kindness.
Yes.
And that's what I do. It's like, I just take everybody as they are. I don't judge because I'm nobody to judge anybody. And my mistakes, my flaws, anything, imperfections, whatever you want to call it. But when it comes to love, I know love is love.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what
color. As long as you're honest and real.
Yeah. Be open about it. Communicate.
Yeah. And love is love. And at the end, we're the result, the product of love. We come from love, from a union of love. So, you know, and God is love. So.
And how do you create relationships if it's not through affinity and love for one another?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different shades of love in our lives. So
there you go.
Just got to understand it.
Yeah. But sometimes people, like, don't get you. They just think, like, man, because they're on their own.
The wrong wavelength.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, which is wrong, you know.
Yeah.
It's sad, you know, but it is what it is. But I'm so glad that we're sharing this moment together about, you know, our mission and something that I didn't know I have in common in you. And how funny, it's not funny, it's a short world, because I worked on a short film for mm-hmm. a student that he was about to graduate. I know he's checking my podcast. We follow each other on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Pohan, and I play the character of the parking ticket person.
Oh, you're that person.
Officer.
You're the person. Huh?
Yeah. And that was my character, Sue. It was so cute, that character. And I had so much fun working with that, you know, with the students, because he was about to graduate and I was part of that project. So
mm-hmm.
I was honored, and it was like a full circle, you know. And now I have you.
And it's interesting because the only time that I also worked with Johnny was also in a short film that he wanted to do for school.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me, hey, could you be this guy?
Mm.
And well, the story is nice in the sense that the person's actually good. But in the beginning, it looks like he's a creep.
Mm.
But only until the end, you find out, oh, okay, so he He was just trying to give me my wallet back. And somebody had dropped a wallet.
Well, the reason is, like, I'm in shock because how God works in my life and how he aligns people that needs to, you know, mm-hmm. share the message. And that's beautiful. And thank you so much. I'm very honored to have you.
No, thank you
for making time. And let's get this ball rolling.
Please do.
Let's just jump in, share more of you, your story, and what made you start theater.
Well, as I said, when I was about 5-6 years old, and this takes me back to where my family's from, mm-hmm. from Peru. Mm-hmm. Even though I was born in Maryland, when I was about a year old, my parents moved back to Peru. My dad was in the military.
I just love your accent, like how you talk. Like, I can tell it's more like Eastern.
I don't know where it's from.
Yeah, it's beautiful, though, because it's different. It's more like from the people from the east side than, you know,
really?
Us here on the west coast, you know, more like different. But it's cute. I like it. Yeah.
So my dad was in the military. Mm-hmm. And so he ended up going to Baltimore for about a year. He was granted a year of studies. Mm-hmm. And during that time, my mom was pregnant. So, you know, long story short, they moved back to Peru. And I went to school there. So when I was 5-6 years old, I started liking acting. I don't know, something there. Just the school teacher said, we need someone to recite this poem. And I had a really good memory.
Mm.
I suck at math.
Biology and all that.
But I have a good memory. and I decided to memorize the poem, and my mom helped me out. I remember, went up on stage. I got really good reviews. You know, people were happy with me, and then I just little by little, I started doing more and more and more. And then I did a play. Also, when I was 16, I was the prince in The Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, how cute!
Small performance. The what is the Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, I love them.
Children,
aww.
The stage play. Mm. And then just little by little, I started doing other things in school at Loyola. I had to play a Cherokee Indian. And the director wanted me to do the script, my lines, in Cherokee.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Difficult.
That's totally different lingo.
That's a total different lingo. I have no reference whatsoever. And all I could do is just, how do I do this? So I watched some movies with some American natives,
mm-hmm.
Native Americans, and I try to pick up on the intonation, and then the rest just kind of went, I went with it. I created my character. And so at the end of the first performance, someone came to me and said, are you Indian? Are you Cherokee? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I'm not. Oh my God, you were so believable. And it's like, wow, thank you. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what you said, but I kind of thought I understood what you were saying. So it was a really big compliment.
So it was, yeah, I bet, because it was a challenge for you. It was a total different dialect.
Oh, yeah, completely different. And I think I might remember still some of it.
So. What is it? What do you remember?
I remember, so this is the Cherokee chief talking to his right-hand man. And the play is called The Kentucky Cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big epic. And so the Indian chief is talking to his other Indian friend, and he's talking about this white man who has come to the land. And this is in the 1800s. And he tells him that this land is cursed and he doesn't know.
Mm.
And so the line that I remember is Handari Sayani Yigasini. Sakwo tuwo yuwonishla kohusti yigunela. I might have butchered a few phrases here and there, so I apologize to Cherokee-speaking people. Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Wow.
I still remember 20 plus years later.
You still remember. You have good memory.
Like
that's
I said,
good.
I have good memory.
Awesome. Hey, so my engineer just told me
Yes. Your
stuff is ready. So are you ready so we can show it to the public?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Sammy, we're ready whenever you're ready.
Dad, what would the doctor say about all that ice cream?
Relax, it's yogurt. And the doctor said my numbers look great.
Hey, congrats, Dad.
Hey, I couldn't have done it without a little help.
This open enrollment, whether you have or are applying for Medicare, Medi-Cal, private insurance, or want to choose another plan, let us walk you through your options for free. We're here for you and your family to help you grow healthy every day at any age. Ultimed, your community health network.
The left even forced the most famous comic book hero of all times, Superman, to renounce his American citizenship. He's now a world citizen.
Yeah.
And so, dear brethren, let us pray to the Lord, the King of Glory, so that he may bless and deliver all souls from the pains of hell and the bottomless pit.
Good job. That's beautiful.
That was the 1 minute.
But that's beautiful. That's good job. So that the audience get an idea, you know, of your work, what you have done. And, you know, you're representing all of us. So good job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Proud of you. Awesome. So when you see yourself acting, how do you feel? Like, what do you think?
Well, I'm one of my biggest critics.
Aren't we all? That happens to me sometimes. I don't want to see it, but you know, you learn from it.
Yeah. So whenever I watch something that I've done, at first I'm amazed because, oh wow, we did that. Then I watch the second, third, fourth time, like, yeah, no, that shouldn't be there. And then I watch it more times, like, no, I don't like this.
I know. I feel the same. Sometimes I don't want to watch it until people tell me, oh, I saw you in this. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I thought that was buried somewhere.
Yeah. But then I was like, okay. And then sometimes when I want to see how am I doing, then I have to stop and, you know, like you said, you know, be my worst critic.
Your worst or your best.
Yeah. But, you know, you learn from it.
And, absolutely.
And, you know. But, yeah, no, I'm very proud of you. I love what you have done and what you're doing, and especially producing your own stuff. So tell me what you've been producing. I know there's a big, I call it big, but, you know.
Yeah.
To me, it is, because it's a big, like, a project that it means a lot to, especially for the message and also for the community that you guys are targeting and, and representing, in a sense, with all due respect to the community. But also, the message is very powerful, and to me, it's like, wow, you know, you're choosing me to share this. I'm honored, and I mean it, because it's not easy what you guys are doing.
I mean, it's any time that you try to create something, you're going to run into difficulties, obstacles.
Oh, tell me about it, yeah.
You know, whether it's from people that you think might be the ones that you can rely on, to just circumstances,
right.
and God, to be honest. I think when we worked on this project, we thought first time it's going to work out. It didn't. Okay, we'll give it another try. It came closer, but we weren't happy. And just like you and me, we happened to meet here. I think it was also God that said, you know what, just wait, I have something better for you. And 3 years, I'm going to say 21, maybe 2 years after we first decided to work on this one project, it's when we found a director that somehow just said, hey, you know what, I'm back in LA. I like the story you told me. Let me read it again. He liked it. And said, let's work together. Let's do this. And then through him, after him, came another piece, and then another person. And then little by little, we had this group of people that wanted to put their time together.
That believed in the project and the
exactly.
message. That's beautiful.
They believed in it. And then, yeah, we we had no budget.
Wow.
No budget. And everyone just put in their time. Mm-hmm. And we were so thankful for it. So we were happy with the product once it was finished. Mm-hmm. We submitted to a few festivals, and we ended up going to Palm Springs in September for the LGBTQ festival. And we became one of the several festival selections. Mm. So that was already a big plus.
Wow.
Then we got another accolade with another festival, online festival. And then just recently we came back from New York from the International Puerto Rican Heritage Film Festival. So thank you to...
Shout out to my Boricuas.
Yeah, Boricuas. ¡Wepa!
Yeah, I love the Boricuas.
And so it's been a pretty good journey, and we hope to continue building up on that, just keep the ball rolling. So we'll see what happens at other few festivals. I think we want to submit to some in Mexico and maybe Puerto Rico.
Oh, you guys will do awesome. You guys have been doing a lot of
great
work with that, and... I haven't seen fully the whole project, but I have seen snippets that you have sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that it's a beautiful project. I know it's going to go far.
It is sentimental. And we've had people who actually at the festival, one lady actually, especially at the end, said to me, you know what? I was a little heartbroken. I was emotional about it. But then I saw the credits, and then after the credits, you have the last image. Like, you threw that in between the credits. And I was hopeful then when I saw that and describes the image.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. And then at the Palm Springs Festival, the same thing. We had some people that related to the story. I know we're gonna show it at some point, and obviously I want to bring the other creative part of the team. Whenever you have us again,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be
I'll be honored to have you guys, and we'll you guys can share your story and the project that, you know, is obviously being recognized in different festivals. So mm-hmm.
Yes.
That'll be honor.
Yeah. So we'd like to present that, bring to you, and have the other two, have the creative mind and then the directive, mm-hmm. the director here,
and
so we can discuss
what part did you play on that? Because I know you're part of the producers, but...
I actually play one of the two roles that we have, the two main characters,
oh, okay.
and
awesome.
in the short, and it was a bit challenging, not as challenging as trying to speak with a different language, like being the Cherokee Indian,
mm-hmm.
but emotionally and connecting to someone who is from the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heterosexual, but when I was interacting with the other character, I had to see him as someone that I could love,
mm-hmm.
as a person,
mm-hmm.
no, regardless of the gender. And I had to put the images in my head. You know, how do you love somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my representation. That's how I portray my character. And the director also definitely helped me.
Yeah, to break the character so you can't...
Exactly.
Put yourself in that situation.
Like from the beginning to the middle to the end. And take me on that journey.
Wow, that must have been like a challenge for you, because as an actor, we have to be chameleonic. You know, we have to wear different skins and portray different characters and do it naturally. So that must have been a challenge. But knowing the awesome actor you are, look at that reel. Come on. You know? Easy peasy.
I still could have changed a few things there.
No, that's great. Well, I'll be happy to know more about that project when the right time comes, with everybody that it was involved, and share that with the audience.
Absolutely.
Chatting with Floor.
I said it to her, so it's in the books. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to have him back. He's not going to be a stranger. He's part of the family, and, you know, we're going to have him back. And, you know, I just honored to have you and for you to share that project, because every project for us that we're creative is like babies. We shelter them and we're careful and, you know.
Yeah, and I know that you might be asking me this later, but I do have other projects, other ideas as well.
Right. And, you know, that's why I have you here. You know, this is an open mic, so you can share whatever you want to share with your audience. Go ahead,
okay.
Yeah. Remember, Chatting with Floor, different style podcast.
I should be the chatty one here then.
Yes, please.
But another project that I started a few years back, and then when the pandemic hit,
mm-hmm.
I put a stop on that to work on other ideas. But the purpose, actually, the reason why I decided to take screenwriting, was that my father in the mid-90s, before he passed away, he decided to... Thank you. He decided to write a story, a novel, mm-hmm. with meaning, social meaning. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Shining Path. It was a terrorist group in the 80s in Peru. Mm. Going to school in Peru, my brother and I, my younger brother and I, we went to a special school that was designed for the children, daughters and sons of people who were in the military, whether they were from Peru or foreign military. So in the 80s, 84, 85, this terrorist group had already enlarged and become really big to the point where it started causing chaos, explosions, innocents die, not just the military or police force, but a lot of people, innocent were bystanders, were being killed. So my dad delved into the idea of why this happened in our country. And I say my country too, because my parents are both Peruvian, and I grew up there the first 16 years of my life. So I consider myself very Peruvian, and I love the food too. So
I have tried you guys' food, and it's good. Like the ceviche is so good.
I know how to make one.
That's good, the ceviche. I know how to make two. I was a long time ago in a relationship with South American men, and I had to learn South American food and
cuisine.
That was one of the things that I learned to do, and it was good.
Quite a few other ones too. Let me know next time. I'll make something. I'll bring something for you guys.
Yeah, next time you come with your friends,
I'll bring the
bring
food.
Some ceviche.
Well, I know.
So
my relationship with Peru is very significant, and my dad thought, well, I want to do something that tells us why this cancer started and why it grew. So he went into research and created a story, and he wrote this book called Y Después Qué.
I love the title.
So
if you can translate that to the audience.
Yes, absolutely. Y Después Qué means and then what? Because at the end of the book, without spoiling it, one of the main characters comes to a realization, what's going to happen with this country now? What is the future of it?
What is the after?
What is the after? Okay. So with that in mind, my dad actually, when he was doing that, the first few drafts, I remember he read a passage of the book to my brother and I. And he said, you know, this would look good actually on the big screen. And he was picturing it, the chase, a car chase and things happening. Mm-hmm. So fast forward 20 plus years later, I read the book again. And I said, you know what, I want to make this into a film. And then I realized, you know what, no, a film is going to be too short. I want to make it into a series. Mm-hmm. So I went to school. I took screenwriting and I sat down and started going chapter by chapter and realizing, no, this doesn't go here.
Wow.
This comes out. Let me change this. That story doesn't play.
May I see the book?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So you were breaking your head.
Yeah. I've written about three chapters and then I said, you know what? I have to take a break. this is more difficult than I thought. But now with the progress, with the work that we've done, I'm thinking about taking back the reins. Mm-hmm. And now with a fresh, clear mind, I can go back and review and see where what I can do, change, and keep That's it fun. Just keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. So I envision that the book might go into three seasons.
That's awesome.
Three seasons, about 7 to 8 episodes each, and just to keep the story
That's
going.
That's beautiful. I love that.
So we'll see. Fingers crossed. We'll
you
see
will.
What happens
By
when
God's
it happens.
By God's grace, I believe in timings.
Yes.
Sometimes we want things now, but everything is about timings, and God's timings are perfect. And I have learned, it has taken me a while to learn that, but I know everything is timing. This was sent to me on timing, so.
Exactly. And it's like you said, it sometimes we want things done on our time schedule, mm-hmm. but Destiny doesn't like to play that way. Mm-mm. They just not. You're not ready yet.
He knows when it's the best time for everything to fit in our life, but sometimes we don't get it, and it's like, why? But no, it is what it is, you know, and it's just timings, you know. And, you know, I'm proud of you for doing that. Good job. And
thank you.
You know, that's going to happen, you know.
So we don't know where we want to do this. I want to do this in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And hopefully do it in Peru as well. So
that's beautiful.
Obviously, you know, things
so what
have to
part
to
of
place.
Peru you said your family is?
Lima. My family's from Lima. My dad is from the south, a city called Arequipa.
Arequipa.
Mm-hmm. Those of you who have family in Peru or mm-hmm. know Peru. And right. my mom is from a beautiful city, I have to say this, a little biased, of Cusco, which is Cusco. In the mountains. Mm-hmm. And if you know Cusco, if you heard of Cusco, Machu Picchu is a few hours train away.
That's one of the places I would love to go because I'm very spiritual. So I would love to just breathe that air and just meditate there. That would be like, oh, heaven for me.
I would recommend highly do it. And if you can, and I'm sure you could, do the Inca Trail.
Oh, really?
I did that 2 years ago with my brother-in-law and my youngest niece. Mm-hmm. We prepare for about 6 months because there's a lot of hiking and there's a lot of climbing. And the altitude is the one thing that can get you.
Mm. Oh, that got me one time. I went there and I was like, oh, no.
Well, you should.
I felt like my head was going to explode and I felt like, oh, nauseous. But I have fun.
Yeah. But did you drink your té de coca, mate de coca?
No, I didn't drink anything. No? It was just with the elevation. I was like, oh. I don't feel good. I felt like my head was about to explode. As it is, I already have a big head. And I was like, with that, I felt like weird. But I enjoyed my time, what I could make out of it. And, you know. But, yeah. And I didn't know. That was the first time I felt like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And now that I think of it, I felt it here, too, in the States, a Big Bear.
Oh, Big Bear. Yeah.
Because I was there for work. I was filming mm-hmm. a music video for a mm-hmm. Persian artist mm-hmm. and on the way down I got sick. I got, you know,
oh, you came down too quickly,
I guess.
Yeah, because you have to adjust to elevation.
So I was like, no.
Yeah. next time I'll bring you some coca. No
coca.
We don't do that stuff.
No,
the coca leaf, it's an infusion. It's a tea.
We don't do that.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with
healthy
the drug.
Stuff.
No, it is healthy, actually. Yeah. People in the mountains of Peru, when they go to do their harvest, mm-hmm. they chew on the coca leaf because it increases the heart rate. Mm. And because if your bloodstream carries oxygen, you get more oxygen into your body.
So well, for me, it will be something else because I don't do that. Yeah, probably coffee, you know, but not that. But thank you, though.
No worries.
Yeah. So tell me, how God shaped you on this journey called life?
I don't think I'm fully shaped. Mm-hmm. It's just bits and pieces here and there. There's going to be a final sculpture, I guess, of me at some point. I still feel like I'm grabbing things here and there just to put it into the person that I want to be. There's a long ways to go. Still a long ways to go. But I know from since I was little, I hope fingers crossed, honestly, I want to do this. I wanted to have a foundation for children, mm-hmm. to help children, especially in the streets of Lima. I remember seeing kids, abandoned kids, homeless kids, who would be sniffing glue or some chemicals just to forget their troubles. And I would That's be holding sad. Onto my mom's hand. And I don't know why I thought immediately, you know what, when I'm big and famous, I'm going to have a foundation for children. Now, it hasn't come to that to fruition yet, but in 2020, I was walking the streets of Santa Monica on mm-hmm. the promenade, and there's this one guy who called me out. He called me. He says, "Hey, sir."
And it has changed. Santa Monica has changed a lot.
Yeah,
especially Venice too. It's not the same.
Yeah, but this is during the pandemic, so there were a lot of people. Crazy. So this guy called me. He didn't look crazy, But he did have a chart and a clipboard. Mm-hmm. And so I walked up to him and he said, you seem like a nice person. And he told me about this, the Children's Foundation. So I said, you know what? You know, let me do something good. And I remember that month, October of 2020, I started sponsoring a kid in the Philippines. Mm. He was 15 years of age. And only last year, he turned 18. So every month, I sent my little contribution mm-hmm. to the foundation. And I would get a letter every 3 or 4 months. And know that now John, who he shares my first name, has completed his school in the Philippines. Mm. And he's healthy. And hopefully he's going into higher education.
Oh, that's great. So that's a beautiful story. That's nice. That's inspirational. And you have put your 2 cents into, you had your vision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. It's good to know.
Yeah. So it's a little small grain of sand that I felt. But you made a big impact on a human being. On his life.
That's what I like. You know, I like to go in life to make good, positive impacts on human beings because that's what it remains. Not what you have. It's just what you did for that human being, whether they appreciate it or not. But it's just what you did.
Exactly. It's how you feel inside at the end mm-hmm. of the day, at the end of the journey. So
yeah, we all carry a mission and sometimes we don't know until we're fully awakened. And when you're fully awakened, you go like, oh, okay, so this is what I'm supposed to do. So with your art, with your book, that your dad's book that you're writing, you know, you mm-hmm. wrote already the script for the TV series. So all of that is part of your mission, your life mission, unconsciously, and probably you already figure out by now.
And going back to the question you said, mm-hmm. How has God formed you or made you? Again, it's the little things that I find myself doing that make me realize more and more what my objective is, mm-hmm. how I feel good about doing something, not just for myself, but seeing that other people are benefiting from it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know, maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now, I can say, okay, I think I know who I finally am.
That's great. And, you know, you're doing great with what you're doing, so keep it up.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah. Trust me, we all try. So what superpower do you wish that you had?
Before we came here, I told you that one of the things that I like is traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say the name of the airline, but it the color of the planes are yellow. I'm going to leave it at that. I recently did not have a good experience with the luggage thing. Mm. We got a good deal mm-hmm. flying, but then my friend and I traveling, we realized, oh, wait, we can't bring carry-on? No, you have to pay
extra
$80. $80 for both? No, each. Well, how about coming back? Yeah, you have to pay that. Like, man, there goes the money I was going to use for something else in New York. All right. So, if I had a superpower, it would be flying.
Awesome. So you can go anywhere.
Go anywhere, anytime I want.
And no traffic or anything.
No, well, I would have to check out for planes up there.
I know.
I have my own air traffic control. Yeah, it's like, hey, can I go south, east?
So that will be your superpower.
That would be my superpower.
Awesome. Anything else you want to share that you feel like, okay, I need to say this or, you know, because you're seen worldwide, as you know. So, go ahead.
Basically, what I think I'd like to do and say is to everyone listening and everyone who's inspired about something, and I share this also at the festival in New York, don't feel yourself restrained or bullied by people who tell you don't do something, don't do this. Because you're the only person who's going to live your life. And I remember I was taking a course, an online course about helping myself. And during the conversations I had with the mentor, she said, even though you have a past, you're not your past. that's there. That stays there. You are the present and what you're going to be. Mm-hmm. So I know we've all had problems growing up. We all have our own issues. But if you're here, it's because you have a purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, it's okay. Don't be discouraged. Just keep digging. And listen to what people say, but you don't have to necessarily do what they say. Do it on your own time and do it when you feel it's right. But just keep doing it and do something that makes you comfortable, that makes you you. And then you'll see later on that people will start appreciating you. They might be blind to it now, but they will see it afterwards.
Wow. That's deep.
I didn't want to go that deep, but I guess I did.
That's what it is. That's the floor effect that make people go deep in conversations. Uh-huh. But that's what I want, you know, like a beautiful message. And that's great, you know. Well, that's why you are an artist, because we're very deep thinkers and we're like, you know, very like.
We have something inside that we want to share.
Yes.
We got to find the right
part
source.
Of our life mission too, to the world. So there you go.
You're doing it. You're doing it here by bringing those
you
people
think so?
Different.
You, I'm trying.
Well, you're trying good. You're trying good.
Thank you. No, I'm honored you say those words to me. That's so kind. It, like you said, you know, we go through challenges when we are trying to follow our life mission.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people try to just attack. But
belittle
then,
you.
But then I remember, you know, like God went through a lot on mm-hmm. this earth experience. Because I always say we're souls living mm-hmm. this earth experience. And our graduation time is when we go and meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So he can play the movie of our life. Did you achieve your mission that I sent you? So I remember that, you know, like he went through a lot, even though I'm nobody to compare myself to mm-hmm. him because I'm nothing. But he's been through a lot. So why we're not going to be able to, you know, like I say, suck it up and keep on moving forward, you know, because I know my goal and I know where I'm going. So the naysayers and the obstacles and all of that is part of the, you know, trying to block your mission.
And one thing that I want to add also is when I was doing stage plays in college, I remember my sister recorded one of those and he sent it to my dad. And my mom tells me in Peru, my mom tells me that when they watch the VHS cassette, those of you who are pre-2000,
mm-hmm.
he said that my dad got teary-eyed and emotional.
Mm.
He
see his baby, you know.
He gave me and my brother a good piece of advice, mm-hmm. and probably this could resonate with a lot of you too. He said, "The two things in life, in your lives, that I'm not going to interfere or meddle with, are going to be your career and the person you marry."
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he wasn't there for some of the things that already did. He passed away 2 years after the book was published.
Sorry.
But I carry that with me. And now, just about 6 months ago, I lost my mom. Mm, too.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
But I know that she would have also been proud for things that I've been doing. She has seen actually most of my work, a lot of the work.
Mm.
And she also would say, I would see it in her face.
Yeah. Yes. Well, so a lot you're of doing great. There. You're doing awesome. I'm very, you know, sure that they're proud of what you have accomplished and what you're doing.
Mm.
And you have their blessings. I'm sure you heard that. And, you know, this is just reaffirmation. You know, they're always around us. We don't see them because we're not allowed, but we feel them and they're always like guiding us and putting the right people and taking out the wrong people. And, you know, they're always doing that. So they're always around us. And, you know, and part of that is just with your work, you know, what you've been doing, delivering messages that sometimes people don't want to even talk about it. They want to keep it under the rug, you know, and you're the one doing that. So be proud of yourself. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And
thank you, Flor.
And I'm sorry if we we got too deep here, but
oh no, no, I'm glad when things take a detour and we go into different aspects, because we're not just one color. Like this room, for example, we've got the paintings here. We got different colors that make us who we are as humans.
Yeah, and that's what I do, embrace the kings and queens that we are, no matter what. And we're embracing the king today, which is you, Antonio.
Thank you.
Always remember that. And to all my kings and queens, thank you so much for always joining us on this journey called Chatting with Floor. Thank you to all my guests. Without you guys, I'm nothing. And thank you so much, Antonio, for being here. Is there anything else that you think like, oh, I wish I could say this, or I'm left out not to say this, or go ahead.
What else? Oh, what else can I say? It's, you know, I thank the people that God has put in my path. Mm-hmm. Some of them, maybe I learned something positive. Maybe I learned something negative.
Negative, positive, we always learn.
Yeah. Some of them are my detractors, and some of them were there for just a short period of time. But all in all, in retrospective, this is who I am, and these are the people that somehow crossed my path. In fact, last year, I turned 50.
Wow, congratulations.
I turned 50, and I made a list of people that I wanted to be at my birthday. So I made a list of 50 people.
Oh, cute. Wow.
I was only able to bring 37 of them. Some of them were out of state, out of the country. But I was thankful to all those people that were there. Mm-hmm. Relatives, mom, dad.
Oh,
I mean, my
beautiful.
Mom, my sister, my nieces.
That's a good thought.
Yeah. Oh, for your birth 50th?
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, 15 years from now?
No. No, just around the block.
I'll help you organize it if you want.
Thank you, sure.
Nah. But I'm really thankful to all those people that have been a part of my life.
You just said my age. Just kidding.
Oh, I made you younger.
No.
Oh, okay, so 25 years then.
On each leg, but just kidding. But anyways, yeah, I'm so happy that you were able to share all those, you know, thoughts and experiences about your life, because that's what it makes this podcast different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else you want to share, like, you know, with your projects? We already talked about your TV project, and
just we're hoping that for the next few festivals, like I said, my be Mexico, a couple of them, and Puerto Rico. We'll see where it goes. But not just that, but my own personal projects, and see what comes from this in the future. And anybody else that comes along my way, I'm always open.
Any projects, you know, you have your girl here, you know, if you want to promote, you're seeing worldwide here, chatting with Floor.
Come Floor.
And, you know, I'm very honored you chose this spot, you know, about sharing all those things, you know, about your personal life and also your projects. I'm honored and happy. Yeah.
Same here, Floor. And I appreciate you. Thank you for giving us the space, for giving me the time.
And I know I'm sorry, because I was so busy. I already had the lineup of my guests.
No.
And you were trying to come before you went to New York for the other festival. But you know, I wanted to make it special and give you the time that you deserved as a king for what you're doing. So.
Well, like we said, everything has timing.
Yeah.
So it could not come when it needed to come.
Yeah.
So we're here.
Thank you. And I wanted to embrace you and, you know, thank you so much. You know, you're a king because of what you're doing, your mission. You're delivering a lot of, you know, messages that they need to be spoken. And sometimes us as human beings, we just want to keep it under the rug. But with that being said, you have anything else? Any quotes you want to share?
No, just keep doing what you're doing. That's all. Just be inspired. Don't let people tell you what you need to do. And just embrace who you are. We're a rainbow. We're bigger than a rainbow.
Yeah. But love is love. Thank you so much for being here. You're a king. Remember that?
Thank you.
And
Thank you, Floor.
You have the support here of Floor. Chatting with Floor. And all my viewers, thank you so much. Thank you for teaching me that, you know, there's still hope for humanity. Sometimes I lose it, but you guys remind me by tuning in and sending me the love messages and having this beautiful guest every Sunday. And there's going to be time I don't have anybody, but I'll have my one-on-one time with you guys. So thank you so much. Thank you, Antonio. God bless
you. Thank you, Flor.
Many more success. You're going to go far. And thank you, my audience. And thank you so much for everybody that tunes in and send me the love messages. And don't forget the crown emojis on your Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, whatever you're following me. Just don't forget. And the reason I'm asking you is just so you remember that you're a king and a queen. Thank you. And love you. And see you next Sunday, chatting with Flor. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Chatting with Flor, with Flor Morin.